Okay, my friends. So today we are reading for you a story that you ask for over and over and over again. We have people asking for Bluey. Bluey, please read more Bluey. And so today I'm happy to read it for you. I've got a story called Copycat. Copycat. And this, of course, was written by Joe Brum. And I'm excited to read it to you. Today's Bluey Copycat is read by Mommy and
Steve.
Steve from Minecraft?
No.
No?
I'm not the Steve from Minecraft. I'm just some random Steve that lives on the other side of the world.
Random Steve. Well, I'm psyched that you're here, Random Steve. I've got a story for you. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yawn. Dad wakes up and sleepily rubs his eyes. And on his bed, we see Bluey, who is also sleepily rubbing her eyes. And she says, huh? Are you copying me? Asks Dad. Are you copying me? Bluey replies, oh boy. Says Dad.
Boy.
That's right. Dad steps out on the deck to do his morning stretches. Ah! And Bluey joins him. Ah! Ha! Uh-oh. She's literally copying everything, isn't she? I'm Bluey and I stink like a monkey's butt, says Dad.
I'm Bluey and I stink like a monkey's butt, shrugs Bluey.
Well, good we can agree on that.
Says Dad.
Time for my morning walk. Morning, Windy. Did you know I like to smack my bum as hard as I can? Oh, oh, oh.
And Bluey does not copy him on that one. And the neighbor, Windy, just looks at them like, what are you talking about? And he turns to Bluey and he says, where were you on that one? She made him look very silly because nobody walks around doing that, do they?
Stop copying me!
Stop copying me!
But suddenly, Bluey spots something.
Hey, Dad.
Dad comes to have a look. It's a little budgie, he says.
Is it okay?
Asks Bluey.
No, it looks hurt.
And a budgie is a bird, right? It's like a
cute little bird thing.
Yeah, it's a blue, black and white and blue bird. I think we would call it a parakeet in America.
What do we do?
Asks Bluey.
We'd better get him some help.
Dad reaches to pick up the budgie.
Ow! He nipped me. Toughen up, bandit.
He got nipped by the bird, and that probably hurt. But he might have cried out a little bit about it, but instead of saying, I'm going to quit, he says,
toughen up, bandit,
so that he can be strong and persevere. Dad asks Bluey to run inside and get his shoebox and a tea towel.
Be careful,
says Bluey.
He's as light as a feather,
says Dad.
What do we do now?
Asks Bluey.
We go to the vet.
What if the seatbelt doesn't fit?
Dad knows just what to do.
You're a good seatbelt, Dad.
And he is. He can see in the pictures, we can see that he's holding his hand out to hold the box so it doesn't fall off while he's driving.
Watch out for cars,
says Dad as they cross the road. Dad hands the budgie to the receptionist.
I think a cat might have got to him.
And she takes him to the vet.
Good luck, little mate.
Will the budgie be okay?
Asks Bluey.
I don't know, says Dad. He looked pretty knocked out.
The receptionist comes back. It's bad news, I'm afraid. she says gently. The little budgie died. Bluey and Dad head home.
I don't want the budgie to have died,
Bluey says. Bluey sighs.
I know. Me neither, says Dad. But there's nothing we can do. It's out of our hands.
Are you sure he won't get better?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, Bluey,
says Mom softly when they get home. You see, they're hugging. Whenever something like this happens and you lose a pet or an animal or even a human, someone that you know, it's feeling sad is normal. And it's okay to feel sad. In fact, I think in many cases, it's helpful to have someone to hug who also feels sad with you. Bluey sits in the backyard. She has an idea.
Bingo, will you pretend to be a budgie?
She asks.
Okay. Tweet, tweet. Good day, little fella. You look hurt,
says Bluey.
We better get you some help. Bingo, you have to knit me. Okay,
replies Bingo.
Ow.
Oof. Ow. And in the picture, we see Bingo take a big old chomp out of Bluey.
Bingo, that wasn't a knit. That was a chomp.
Bluey laughs.
Toughen up, Bluey,
she tells herself. Oh, wait. Where have we seen that before? Toughen up. Who said that?
Bandit.
That's right. Her father did. Wait a minute. Does that mean that she's copying her father?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is a copycat. Okay. Bluey puts Bingo in a shoebox, but this budgie is heavy.
Light as a feather.
Is she really light as a feather? Not quite. But she puts her in the car and says,
now let's get you to the vet,
says Bluey.
Gotta watch out for cars.
Yep. Hello, dear. What seems to be the matter? Asks the receptionist. The role of receptionist is now filled by Chili, their mommy.
I think a cat beat this little fella up,
says Bluey. Take a seat. I'll take him to our vet, says the mom.
Good luck, little mate.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the poor budgie is okay. I'm pretty sure he won't be,
says Bluey. I've got good news, says the receptionist. Your bird is okay.
No, Mom, you have to pretend it's bad news,
says Bluey.
The budgie's dead.
Are you sure? Asks Mom.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, I have bad news, says Mom.
How did the budgie die?
Asks Bluey. I'm afraid she did, says Mom. Bluey is upset. She didn't want the budgie to die.
Tweet, tweet.
But in this version of the story, the bird is in fact not dead. She refused
Bingo,
to die.
Bingo, what are you doing?
Shouts Bluey.
Bingo, what are you doing?
Shouts Bluey.
You're not supposed to be better.
We probably should have told the budgie, says Mom, because this budgie is all over the place, running around, tweeting, and acting as if she's just fine. This isn't how you wanted the game to go, is it? Asks Mom.
No, but that's okay,
says Bluey.
There's nothing we can do. It's out of our hands.
It's out of our hands, she says. And we see Bingo running around having a wonderful time. And Gina, that makes me think of someone else who said it's out of our hands. Who said that?
Bandit.
Bandit, yeah. So she really is a copycat of her dad, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes as an excellent reminder for all of us grown-ups, if you're listening out there, grown-ups, to be kind and loving parents and set great examples like Bandit did. And that, I think, is
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.